Hello, thanks for clicking on the latest podcast from Mole Valley Farmers. Before we get into today's conversation about the amazing virus shield, can I ask you to please subscribe to us wherever you're listening today? By growing our channel, we can provide more of these interesting farming conversations for you and help spread the word about Mole Valley and what we can offer. So today we're speaking with dairy hygiene specialist Mark Parkin and Riverford Organic Dairy's herb manager Stuart Cock on how the new and innovative teat hygiene product Virus Shield, exclusively available from Mole Valley Farmers, can help producers improve teat health, reduce carbon footprint and save energy costs. That's coming next here on the Mole Valley Farmers podcast. Okay, I've just time to tell you about a new service from Mole Valley Farmers. You can now order a range of feed, fertiliser and forage inputs via the messaging app WhatsApp. You can order any time of the day or even in the middle of the night. Just message what you want, the amount and the time you'd like it delivered and you'll get a message back confirming the order and delivery date. The number then is 07441 44 5453. That's 07441 44 5453. Okay, thanks for joining us again on the Mole Valley Farmers podcast. Really excited to be talking about Virus Shield and what it means and its uses and how great this product can be. Got two really good voices to share this conversation with today, Mark and Stuart. Mark from Mole Valley, Stuart not from Mole Valley, but we won't hold that against him, of course. So let's have some introductions, first of all. Stuart, let's start with you.
Hi, I'm Stuart Cock. I work for the Watsons at Riverford Farm. We milk 240 cows organically there on a split block system. So that's half would be in the spring, half in the autumn.
Thank you very much, Stuart. You're going to give us that perspective of what this Virus Shield is like at the coalface, as it were, when people are using it. So it's really good to have you with us today. And welcome, Mark.
Hi, you both. I'm Mark. I'm the dairy hygiene specialist for Mole Valley Farmers, covering all of what they call Region 1, so Devon, Cornwall, Somerset and Dorset.
Great. And Mark from Mole Valley Farmers and his debut on the Mole Valley podcast.
I'm sure I'm too old for podcasting.
You're never too old for a podcast. And really, it's interesting, isn't it? Because we've got on the podcast chat today, Stuart from Riverford, famous organic business, that longevity, everything about it. And here they are using this product in certain aspects of what they do. So this really should be interesting for everybody, organic or non-organic. So Mark, perhaps you give us a little overview, first of all, of what Virus Shield is, if people haven't yet heard about this.
So Virus Shield is a new innovative product for dairy hygiene and disinfection. The formulation is completely different now. It's a ultra pure chlorine dioxide. It's produced through a tea bag form. So it's basically like brewing a cup of tea. The tea bag will filter out all the bad chlorates and chlorides through the tea bag whilst it's in the water. It's always used in cold water and reduces the need completely of daily hot acid and alkaline washes. It will reduce the carbon footprint because it just comes in a small cardboard box rather than a 200 litre barrel. So it reduces transport with the deliveries. It doesn't have to go on a lorry. It can just be put through the post. It reduces costs on heating water. So only hot wash would only be needed every 3 to 4 days. So customers are going much longer without having the need to heat the boiler. Some farms using over 900 litres of water, hot water a day, which has a cost. So potential savings are up to £30 a day, possibly more, depending on their energy tariff, just on the cost savings alone. Mixing and storing is simple. You literally put your empty barrel where you need it, fill it with cold water, place your tea bags inside, out of the sun and in a nice little shed, put your tea bags in the water and away it goes. Give it a couple of hours and it's ready to use. It's completely exclusive to Mole Valley Farmers in the UK. It's got all of the relevant certification, the EN 1656 and 1657, which means it kills all the bacteria in soiled situations. It can be used as a pre and a post dip as well. The teat conditioning is phenomenal as it's completely pH free. With the surfactants that are added to it, it doesn't have to battle against any acid or alkalines that would be within the teat dip as normal formulations would be, as it's like I say, completely pH neutral. It reduces cell counts, it'll help to reduce mastitis, and it improves udder health and teat condition. All sorts of different things. It has lots of different applications as well. Fogging calf pens to reduce pneumonia, disinfecting after the cows have been in and they've been born. Can be used for sheep sheds, all sorts, loads and loads of different applications.
Wow, I mean, that is a massive list of things there, Mark. And if you're a farmer and you think involved in dairy, you're going through that list, aren't you? I'm sure people are as we're listening and they're ticking off things. You know, they've heard about Virus Shield. They might be coming to it a little bit new today and they're thinking, oh, yeah, but can it do this? Can it do that? And there you are. You've just rattled off a whole list of things that it really has benefits for. And Stuart from Riverford. Stuart, when you hear there what Mark is saying, I guess for you who've begun using it, That's exactly what is happening, I'm guessing, for you?
We basically, we've gone on to an antibiotic-free contract. So obviously every case of mastitis is an issue. So we were looking for a way, any angle where we can improve what we were doing. Historically, we've been using iodine. Don't get me wrong, iodine does everything it does, but it was drying the teats out a bit, and we just wanted to just sort of improve everything that little bit more. And also, it was just a lot of blue drums start to lie around the place. Not that they're that bad, but they're just, yeah, you soon get a pile. They don't weigh a lot, but they take up a lot of space. So it helped improve a lot of the targets we needed to sort of, yeah, do on farm. We have generally found the teats are improving from using it. They're a lot softer, not as dried out as they get with iodine. We find it very easy to mix up. Like Mark said, you just put a tea bag in the barrel. The barrel stays in the same place, fill it up with water. We can test it to make sure we can use it. And yeah, I think next thing really for us would be to try using it for parlour washing, try and reduce how much hot water we use. That's obviously been a big killer the last couple of years is electric. So hopefully if we can cut that, it would be a big improvement.
So yeah, sounds like you guys are not only happy at the moment, but really looking to see where this can take you. Let's go back a little bit in that. And when you first heard about it and what it was claiming to be able to do, was there any kind of thought within yourself that, I'm going to need to be convinced here, I'm going to have to see it in action? Did you have anything like that beforehand, and now compare that to where you are now with using it?
Well, I think that's a standard thing with farmers, isn't it? You sort of don't really you kind of think everything's painted up to be amazing and it's never going to be. But I mean, in fairness, we were concerned it was going to be too expensive for what it was and all the rest of it, but actually it's worked really well. It's covered all what we need. Compared to iodine, it is more expensive, but it does what it says on the tin, so we can't complain at all about that. It does work out, and especially if we start to use it for line cleaning, it is going to work out a lot cheaper and save a lot of money from that point of view. But yeah, we definitely needed a bit of convincing to start with, and Mark obviously helped push that.
And then because he did that and you've used it, you're now growing in confidence when you see the condition of the teats in comparison to that iodine use.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'd never go back to iodine. And yeah, for the foreseeable future, Virus Shield is definitely the product we'll use going forward.
Bit up, bit up. Brilliant. Social media, we'll be all over that. Thank you very much, Stuart. No, just joking. But that is a great endorsement, Mark, isn't it? When you hear that, never going to get back to iodine for the foreseeable future, this is looking great.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's a great statement to get from Stuart that we've helped him out with any issues on the teats. Comparatively with iodines now, that the virus shield does work out pretty much on a par with the rate that iodines have been increasing. So there's not a huge difference in price anymore.
And when farmers hear that, Mark, and they hear the endorsement there from Stuart as to somebody who's using it and how he's got on with it, taking you back a little bit into those first conversations with Stuart about it, was there an element of having to sort of persuade and convince, or was it more a case of you knew what this product could do and you could see the advantage for them and it's like, here you are, this is it, this is going to be a game changer for you?
Yes, I have great confidence in the product anyway, going through trials and before it was launched. I've been with it all the way through. So I have full confidence that the product would work. Just passing that confidence on to Stuart was the main thing to say, yeah, look, this is going to be a big change for your teat condition and your other health in general. And then running through the different applications, we don't want to hit all quarts in one serve, if you're with me. We want to take it a small step at a time. So we'll start with the teat hygiene, and then we'll move on to hopefully the cleaning of the plant, and then disinfection if there's a thing for his calves, and helping with reducing pneumonia and different bugs that can, you know, cause mortality with the calves. So moving on to different projects at different stages when we've got that right for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And so with you there, Stuart, Mark was just saying there about the overall sort of herd health. You've noticed that there is that feeling for you that the overall herd health is good?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like I said, we have had to go onto this antibiotic-free contract, which has actually been, you know, it's been a big learning curve. It's not all been plain sailing, but the virus shields obviously helped us keep our mastitis down, which, yeah, has overall, yeah, health-wise, kept our cell counts down. We're in top bands for cell counts, so we don't really have any worries there, which obviously being on the antibiotic-free, we were worried could be something that went through the roof. Yeah, and like Mark said, maybe we ought to be trying more things in the future with the carbs and everything. Obviously, being organic, feed's expensive, everything's expensive, so if you can get everything off to the right start, it's all helps long-term profitability, really.
For farmers who are listening to us who aren't organic and so don't have to abide by those same antibiotic-free conditions within contracts, obviously you're coming from an organic perspective where it's a different way of farming in that regard. But would you sort of say to even those farmers who aren't organic that actually you've seen that you can get by without antibiotics by using this, and actually reducing antibiotic use overall has got to be a good thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. Obviously, every case of mastitis is a big cost to every dairy business, regardless of what your contract and final output is. So the more you can reduce it, obviously, it never eliminates the mastitis, but every less case you can have per 100 is a big saving, and you know, it goes a long way towards paying for additional things to increase the health.
And when you suggested to the wider farm, the wider Riverford Organics, that this was where you were going, what was the kind of feeling amongst everybody there?
Well, similar sort of thing. Everyone's sceptical, new product, easy to find faults, but actually now we're using it, can see a bit of improvement. Everyone's on board, really.
That's good to hear. Mark, we're just talking there with Stuart about antibiotic use. For the farmers that you speak to, do you get any of them saying, well, surely it can't, you know, solve the problems that sometimes these antibiotics are helping with me?
It doesn't cure mastitis by any means. It wouldn't be a product that would remove mastitis completely. But it will reduce instances of, so it will help as part of your dairy routine to reduce the amount of mastitis you get. One case of mastitis could cost upwards of £275, if not more. So if you save one, you've almost paid for a 200 litre of your Virus Shield teat dip on a cost saving. So just reducing by perhaps one or two cases in a month, if you've got that many, which most farms do, you've saved yourself a decent amount of money, which pays for the teat dip.
I mean, the figures add up there, don't they? And as you're saying, we're talking here really, aren't we, about prevention?
Yeah, completely. Prevention. Yeah. It's not a cure. It's absolutely not a cure. But it is a good preventative.
Absolutely. And everybody wants the animals to be in the best health that they possibly can be. Mark, Stuart was there sort of talking about where they can perhaps expand it. Let's just talk a little bit more about there, because I guess the teat work that goes on, that's so understandable. Just talk us through a little bit about how it then gets delivered through lines as people are flushing out things.
So you would wash your parlour as normal. You'd do an initial rinse of just clean cold water to flush the milk through the system. And then you would add your Virus Shield to the next part of the wash, just using cold water again. So it would be 200 millilitres of Virus Shield to the 40 litres of water. And that would then wash the system for the recommended 5 to 8 minutes, and then run that to waste, and that would be job done. Because there are no residues left, there's no need to complete a final rinse. So it saves you a little bit of water and saves you the electric.
That's a cold wash.
Yeah, completely cold. No need to heat the water at all.
And Stuart, that you were saying that, you know, that perhaps is your next adventure with Virus Shield, that you'd be moving on to that kind of thing?
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, basically, we'd bought 200 litres of the previous chemical, so it was used that up, and then we're quite keen to give it a go. And yeah, if we can cut down on electric and chemical costs for washing out and still have the same results, then it's a no-brainer, really.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, completely can see that. And as Mark was sort of describing, it comes through the post like a tea bag. And let's just go briefly back over that bit, because I'm sure farmers who have joined us heard that initial bit, getting into it, but then now probably thinking, how does it work again? You literally put it into some water like a tea bag.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. You put your 200 litre barrel into where you need it, and then add your tea bags to the water, put the lid on, leave it for 2 hours, and it's ready to go. It couldn't be simpler.
It does sound very straightforward, and we've mentioned there about obviously keeping teats clean, about washing out the lines. It can also be used for general disinfectant as well.
Yeah, you can spray it onto carving pens to take away any of the bacteria there, which removes the use of hyperchlorites, which a lot of farmers will use. It's not a TB registered disinfectant, but it does kill 99% of all bacteria, so it will disinfect well. It does a fantastic job.
And just remind us there of the EN approvals that you have.
It's got the EN 1656 and 1657 approvals, so that means it will kill all bacteria within 60 seconds of contact. And the 1657 is in soiled conditions, so we'll still kill all the bacteria within 60 seconds in heavily soiled conditions.
I mean, you know, we've had a good conversation there. I'm sure we've whetted the appetite of many farmers to perhaps know a little bit more about it. Stuart, if there was sort of one kind of takeaway for you, your sort of lessons learned so far, what do you think that would be? One sort of imparting bit of information to farmers that would be really useful?
I think it's just the ease of use, the ease of mixing, reduction of plastic, and a good product overall. I mean, there's a limit to what really you can say about it, to be honest. It works for everything we need.
And for you, Mark, if farmers are interested in learning a little bit more, what should their next steps be?
So give your local representative a call, or call directly into head office, and they'll get in touch with me, and I can come and visit, or give you a call and we can discuss it further. So yeah, just give us a shout with what you're after and we'll help you. Not a problem.
Thanks for listening today. If you want to speak to Mark about Virus Shield, then please call 07816 581 264. That's 07816 581 264. And until next time, I'll speak to you soon.